Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at httpvoicerepublic.com.
You're listening to Back to Us Radio on the Back to Us Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned in to Hip Table Talk Radio
with Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson. I'm a comedian. Reggie Jackson. Reggie Jackson. I'm back to us.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to Table Talk with me, your girl comedian Reggie Jackson, and as always, David Young.
Hey, hey.
And one Mr. Ty Galloway.
Hey guys.
Was that your white people voice?
I know, I tried to throw them off. They're like, I thought Ty was black.
Wait a minute. Until you said
Mr.
black,
Galloway.
And then when you said black. You said black.
Right.
So it's not.
So now we got people going to the page looking like, he is. Maybe he's mixed.
He's mulatto sandwiches.
Speaking of that, let me start off with saying this. One of my partners that I'm taking, doing my master's education is Keys to End School Kids. He's not working. He's kind of like Dave. He's kind of comes from money as far as his background. He's a Jewish fellow.
Yeah.
And he said he put on an application, and I don't know how people feel about this. I couldn't stop laughing. I'm on the phone with him. He clicks over, clicks back over. He's like, sorry about that. That was a recruiter for a job. And I'm like, oh, man, that's awesome. And he was, and he said, and I quote, he said, yeah, I had to kind of expound. Did his word was expound? I'm not sure. But anyway, he's like, I had to stretch the truth. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, yeah, I told him I was Native American.
He said he was a Jewish Native American?
Yeah. I don't know if he put the Jewish part, but he said he was Native American. He's like, yeah, I filled out that. He filled out something online at like 10 this morning, and they got to call at 4 this evening. I'm like, wow. I've been screwing up my resume the whole time.
I always put other. Anytime I have to fill out any sort of form and it asks me what ethnicity I am, I always put other.
Other's pretty broad.
I'm always
that
playing,
was hilarious.
Roll the dice. I don't know.
Right, because that has no impact on, or technically it shouldn't have an impact on you getting hired.
Well, it should.
Yeah. Right, but obviously he got a call back. The day of. How many people get a call back the day of you fill it out online?
That's true. Maybe more
right.
of us should be Native American.
Right.
They're
so,
like, cause, so they were so excited to actually meet a Native American.
They were like, we got to get him in, even if we don't hire him.
I don't want to see him. I just want to touch his hair.
Do you guys know any Native Americans?
Hey, I do, but what if they like laid out like, hey, we need to have some maize.
If they went real racist
in a
with
fight.
It.
A cornucopia.
Yeah, we need to get a cornucopia. Pumpkin, I think. You should dress as a pilgrim, Barbara. We don't really like you. That's funny to me. And when he told me that, I just couldn't stop laughing. Like
so,
he's the whitest guy. He's like the whitest dude.
So if there are random interruptions in the background, I am coming to you guys from Virginia. And
the mountains.
And I'm at my mom's house. And
shout out to Mama.
My mom, she had surgery this morning and she's doing fine. She's just been like saying all kinds of random stuff to the nurses and doctors or whatever. Which is funny, so I can laugh at her because she never drinks or does drugs. So this is like the most messed up I'm going to be able to see her. So it's funny for me.
That
I'm like, here
funny.
You want some of these special brownies I made? I'm like,
thanks, Regina. I was so hungry.
Now I'm even hungrier, oddly enough.
Put her way
so,
over the
I'm
top.
Here and they have an old school. full phone answer machine, and I'm sitting here talking to you guys, and the phone's ringing, and I'm like, oh, I don't know if I can hear that on the air. And then it's one of those phones that announces who's calling, and it's like my uncle, and then the answer machine cut on. There was just so much going on. I was just like, forgot what it was like to live in a house with a house phone.
I want to shout out technology right now for making this phone call and recording possible.
Oh, right.
We're in three different parts of the country.
There's no technology in this house. There's a flat screen TV.
Various phone providers.
House phones just make me laugh. Answering machines make me laugh. I think I forgot until just now that if somebody calls you and doesn't leave a voicemail, that it leaves like a dial tone. I think I even forgot what a dial tone sounds like.
Yeah, because you use your cell phone 84/7.
Right. And I don't even have to dial anymore. I can just say Siri. I tried to get Siri to change her name the other day, and she wasn't having it.
What did you try to change it to?
Anything but Siri. It's stupid.
Cortana?
I was like, hey, Siri, can I call you something else? And she was like, no, Regina. Unfortunately, that's my name. And I'm like, hey, Siri, can you get a personality?
She's
no.
Like, no, Regina.
I'm a robot answering machine. No interest. So we're going to have to do a short show today. So I am ready to jump right in if you guys are.
Straight into Walking Dead?
I know that Dave is going to sit this one out for a second, but I really need for Ty and I to be able to discuss with our fans what the happened on The Walking Dead this week.
Oh, my goodness.
So in case you missed it, it was the mid-season finale, which really doesn't mean anything to me. The finale doesn't mean anything. They should just call it in 3 months. Like, in 3 months, you'll get to watch this again.
Christmas break. The Christmas break
right.
Episode. Like, oh, okay.
But they killed off Bess, who has been on
spoiler alert
show for about 4 or 5 seasons now. She's one of the old family from the show, and I was shocked. I was so shocked that I had to get up and walk out of the room.
I was shocked that I was like, wait a minute, let me rewind it. Maybe who accidentally shot her? It couldn't have gone down like I saw.
Yeah.
And come to find out, I was on Facebook today. One of my friends posted that she went to the Walking Dead Facebook page and was like, they told me what happened. And I'm like, of course they did. It happened 2 days ago, 2.5 days ago. What did you expect? But I guess that would be a shock. But, I mean, that's a hell of a spoiler just to read about it, because you don't get the full impact. You know?
Right. I wasn't expecting it at all. I don't know what I thought was going to happen. Maybe I thought a shootout. I don't know what I thought was going to happen, but that's not what happened.
Right.
Not to take away from the fact that Michonne was slicing up zombies with a baby strapped to her back. Like, it just lets me know what I could do if a zombie apocalypse happened, if Jackson was on my back. Like,
actually,
I could,
it tells you what you can't complain about. Like, oh, I can't help, I got a kid. Like, Michonne was slaying mofos.
Right.
Kid to her back. And I think that, I hate to build up her legend even more, but if I'm not mistaken, the baby was asleep. Like.
So she was moving like a ninja.
Killed her with such swiftness and ninja-like accuracy. Like, she just swung her sword and there was no, like, turbulence, if you will, for the baby.
That's some skill.
The baby was like,
the baby was like in nap time until Carl yelled or something and then woke her up.
Right.
That must be kind of commonplace for her at this point to hear walkers. That's probably like her. That's her baby lullaby.
Night, night, Rick. Night, night, Rick.
Rick has really evolved into this person that don't give a damn about anything.
I like to call him a boss. Yeah, Rick is kind of a boss right now.
I love the fact that Rick still keeps trying to call out where, like, what police department he worked in. And at this point, it's so irrelevant. But he's like, I was a sheriff for Newman County. And they're like, no, really, nobody cares, dude. Nobody cares at all.
And there's so many transplants that you're kind of just like, Newman. Like, what's Newman, dude? I'm from Alabama. I just came here from, you know, Birmingham or wherever I crossed over to get to be safe.
Right.
Oh, I totally get it.
Yeah, it,
I mean, for me, I would still hear what he has to say, because despite everything going on now, you'd be like, oh, you were a cop? Okay, cool, well, I would hope you had the best interest, especially since you have nothing to gain from outside of, like, if you're like, hey, I'm a cop, give me your food, you're like, hey, calm down, buddy.
Yeah, pump the brakes, guy. So, Dave, are you overly involved with this conversation yet?
What? I took a nap there for a second.
Ha ha.
But you know what would be, like, really funny based on just everything? Like, what would like, NBA players, I'm just saying people of money, like, what would they do outside of hire people to protect them?
Why would
well,
they not just have
to? Even at that point, you have to. You're 7'9" and you just bonk zombies on the head and keep going.
You would have to count your losses, though. Like, all of that, all of your balling, and I did air quotes when I said balling, wouldn't make a difference.
Well, it would still make them
like,
more athletic than the average.
Go ahead.
It would still make them more athletic than the average.
Somebody can what?
Huh?
What'd you say, Dave?
Say it again, Dave.
I said it would still make them a whole lot more athletic than most people.
How long has the show been on? A couple years?
4 years.
Like, I mean, how long has this apocalypse been going on?
2 years.
Okay, so after 2 years, you're not training. You're not eating the same things you were once eating.
That's true.
So you're just going to be a 7 foot skinny mini?
Hungry, like,
yes.
And then God forbid you get bit.
Well, does money have any influence in that world?
No, but from the end of
chocolate pudding is currency.
And beans, canned
chocolate
beans,
pudding
definitely.
And beans.
Tuna is like might as well have a big face Benjamin on it. You got a can of tuna. You can get somebody probably knocked off for a can of tuna. You'd be like, man, go ahead and take care of that. Here's some star kids.
Hey, Reggie, you know I always liked you. Here's a big, look, here's some albacore. You must really care about me. I'm just saying. I don't want to be friends.
You get that pink salmon. You get a can of
look, here's some
salmon.
Albacore. I don't want to be friends anymore.
Walking Dead. It'll be interesting when it comes back on, and as always, I know I've talked to you guys about it separately, but Talking Dead, that comes on right after Walking Dead, the girl that plays Beth, the actor, was on there, and she broke down into a million times of tears and was like, I left everything and moved to Atlanta to do this show, and I don't know. My whole life is there. And as she was crying about losing her job, the guy that wrote her out was sitting, like, right beside of her, and I know he was over it. I know he was just like, oh, my God, this is so embarrassing. Oh, my God, I feel like such a jerk.
You definitely sound like a London Meryl Streep doing Beth.
Really?
Oh, I can't believe I left everything behind.
I lost everything. I can't. Oh, I moved to Atlanta.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Meryl Streep's got a very demure kind of voice.
Yeah,
I'm thinking like Devil Wears Prada, Meryl Streep.
There you go.
Or The River Wild, Meryl Streep. That was a good movie.
I don't think I've ever seen a Meryl Streep movie.
You guys don't remember The River Wild, do you, at all? Nobody just named. Okay.
Kind of flew over. But Reggie and I talked yesterday, I believe it was, and I put more thought thought in which that we had was city people would have a better chance of living than country people. Dave, your thoughts?
I don't know if that's true.
I say that country people would have a better chance of survival. And Ty
said
city people.
So I'm the tiebreaker. No tie involved.
Tie dream breaker.
I don't know. I mean, it depends on how much technology survived and how many resources people had access to that didn't get destroyed. Because city people are more accustomed to using advanced technology. Of course, a lot of that relies on electricity. And country people are more accustomed to being in the middle of nowhere taking care of themselves without much.
Yeah.
Let's talk about hood city people.
That might be a middle ground.
Like duct tape is definitely, like, for those in the country that might have barbed wire, you got duct tape. You're like, you know what? Nothing getting rid of this duct tape barrier I just set up. I just use 6 rolls for. First of all, they're going to walk into it and get stuck.
You're
That'll
stupid.
Make
I'm
a
just
duct
saying.
Tape barbed wire fence and stick people like fly
That's
paper.
No, no, they'll get stuck
That's
in a duct tape fence.
People would just blindly walk into it. Oh, no, I'm stuck to duct tape.
Well, I'm just saying zombies don't have a, they can't.
Oh, true,
decipher.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've got that as a.
You could put zombies in a bunch of rooms that are padded by bubble wrap, and they just run around in circles.
I would want to be in a theater because.
Oh, with
the theater would have gaff tape, though. Gaff tape is way stronger than duct tape.
What tape?
Gaffer's tape. It's electrician's tape. It's like duct tape, but professional and way, way stronger.
It's some crap that you would only know if you were a professional sound engineer for a big production time, not us.
See what I'm saying, Reggie? They don't have that in the country.
Yeah, that is a city thing.
I would set up, I would set up like duct tape and put some razor blades in it, and I would feel happy. I would
Or you could just get a roll of barbed wire, which we talked about yesterday, which is a country thing again. Next.
I feel like you guys should write like debate points and have a formal debate over this, and I'll be the judge.
Okay.
Need the black lady from PBS to kind of moderate it.
I'll keep time and give rebuttal time and final statements and then declare the winner.
We should compile our top 10 reasons that we think that are our top 10 arguments that make our case.
Yeah.
And then next week on the show, we'll sit down and I won't talk to you about mine and you shan't talk to me about yours. And we'll sit down at the show next week and figure out who's right and who's wrong. And I'll feel bad that you lost. So we'll just do that next week.
Okay. I'll have a lot of pressure
on me. Yeah, she's trying to stab at me so I can get to talking. I'm not going to lose because my number 3 is going to be, no, I'm not giving her the satisfaction.
No, don't spoil it.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. Tune in next week when we find out if city people would make it more. Or
we'll put a thing on the website too at Table Talk Radio Show, and
have people pick their sides. Are you going with Ty?
We'll have their debate.
Yeah.
Or you going with Dave? You're going to sit on the side with Dave and find that tape on Google.
City people, country people, or playhouse people.
Dave is just going to be like, hey, whoever wins, can I come to your place?
I'll put on a show for you. Actually, no, not a playhouse. I'd rather be in a hardware store. There's way more to defend from zombies there.
I would rather just find every lesbian friend I have because they're the most resourceful people that I know, and then just chick up for the apocalypse.
I would actually go out and recruit a homeless person.
Ooh, no. Homeless people.
I'd be like, hey, Ted, how'd you do it with no water? Ted,
I think homeless people would be the first ones to fall for the zombie, give me some money scam. Like, they'd walk up and be like, hey, man, can I get $5? And it'd be like, ah, yum, yum, yum.
You could have a homeless person go undercover. As a zombie.
Hey, you know how you got the homeless people that are always try to give directions to people traveling? Mm-hmm. Like, hey, man, you want to know where the zombies at?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I ain't eaten a couple of days. Like, neither have I. Crazy. Dude, I'm just as hungry as you. Oh.
That's true.
Today, well, anyway, what's been going on in your world?
Good question. I haven't been working as much. Well, no, that's not true. I finished out that Africa Umoja thing I was talking about last week.
Shout out to Africa.
Yeah, that was a good show. And then since then, I've pretty much just been trying to catch up on the productive things that I've missed. Like, I built the table today. I got a camera and an SD card for it. Exciting things like that.
Yay.
Yeah.
What kind of camera did you get?
It is a Canon PowerShot Elf. It's pretty nice. It's got 12 times optical zoom. And I only got the SD card today. I got the camera yesterday, so I haven't really gotten to play with it a whole lot yet. But it's got a lot of options, and it looks really good. And it's nice and small and fits into my pocket easily.
What size SD card did you get?
32 gigabytes. So okay. I'm going to be set for
a
while.
You got it for like $19, right?
Right. But the best part about that is this camera can actually shoot in 1080p HD video. So I could take a lot of HD video with that.
Nice.
Yeah.
We need to start getting to the point where we can have tabletop our visual on it every week as well.
Yeah. I'd probably need an external hard drive, if not a bunch of other stuff, in order to make that with my camera, though, because it's really a photo camera, not a video camera, and HD video takes up a whole lot of space.
I don't know what that means. Any of that.
I'll just agree with you. Yes, we should work on
the
that.
External hippity-ha and the blah, 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 blah.
It's funny because Reggie just completely was the stereotype that she normally is for us. Hey, guys, did you see her shoes on Love & Hip Hop? Like, what? We don't know what any of that means.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah,
but you got to look at them. No, Reggie, we're giving up. White flag.
But Reggie, the outband compression means the f-stop can turn up to 430.
Huh? Huh?
What?
I'm back in my hometown, which automatically sucks some IQ up out of my head anyway.
Oh, man.
Are you sitting there in the same room as your parents?
I saw a lady today. When I got up earlier today, I went to the store to get my mom some flowers to go give to her in the hospital. And as I was walking out of the store, I saw this woman who had a mullet. But it was, like, the biggest mullet I've ever seen. Like, it was huge and perfectly fit. It was huge. It was probably 3 inches off all the way around, and that was the top part of the mullet. And the back was just flat. But the front of it was a big poof.
Mullets are hilarious.
Like mittens, like the little furry mitten cuff thing. That's what it looked like. It was so extraordinary.
I'm lost now.
If I had a mullet, I'd look like Danny McBride. That would not be a good look.
Yes, definitely.
I mean, it is.
The demolition expert from Tropic Thunder. And the dude from Eastbound and Down.
Math is hard.
Anyway.
I hate Algebra.
Tropic Thunder?
What?
You didn't see Tropic Thunder?
Reggie?
No.
You should.
Yeah,
it's great.
And it was stupid. And I never
watched
it. When
he said,
I
want to blow this MF up.
I don't remember anything about it except that I hated it.
Really?
It's
oh, my
wonderful.
Goodness.
Yeah, I didn't think it was funny.
We've got to look at our friend contract again.
I'm going to go watch that
it's
tonight
okay.
Just because you said that.
There's a lot of pivotal moments in television and film I've missed. I've never seen Goonies to this day.
Wow.
I actually wrote down a list of TV shows that everyone just drops their jaw when I say I haven't seen. It's like 15 TV shows long.
Have you ever seen Friends?
Yes. But not really on purpose. That was just kind of on a whole lot when I was growing up.
I think they would do the research so they could have a conversation with a female in order to say, yeah, I saw when Chandler, blah, 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 blah.
And Ross, Rachel. I'm trying to remember all research.
Wouldn't that be pretty weird if I was just pushing for us to talk about friends on a weekly basis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
no,
I'm good on that.
Yeah, no.
So what else is going on? What's happening in life that we need to discuss? Because I think we're at 30 minutes on the show.
Well,
so.
I want to talk about, and this is just real quick because I turned it off due to ratchetness and just complete boredom.
Wait, talk about what?
The Soul Train Awards.
Ah.
Oh, I didn't see any of it.
Lip-syncing.
Who?
And then Mr. Dalvin had like a ponytail, like a Indian. And when I say Indian, I mean Pakistani, like, ponytail on top of his head. And
who did?
His picture has been Mr. Dalvin, the light-skinned guy with the glasses.
I have no idea who that is.
You said when I mean, when I say Indian, right? I mean Pakistani.
Like, you know how they wrap their hair up when it's like a ponytail on the top? It's like a little... Anyway, and then they were on top of that, apparently they were lip-syncing.
Oh,
so
no.
That was the worst. Yeah. Like that everybody. Like, what's the girl's name? A new singer? Latasha?
I have no idea.
Okay. This concludes the.
We are not on the same page this week. We got Soul Train, we got 1080p video, and we got Walking Dead.
Yeah.
We each got our own subject.
Yeah, we pretty much covered them. All right, bye. I'm just kidding. I'm not. I'm sleepy. I'm so tired. I've been in the hospital.
I'm like 2 hours away from eating at a new place, but I haven't yet, so I can't review it.
Oh, okay. Well, where is that restaurant?
It's Tin Lizzie's. It's not new to a lot of people, but I've never eaten there.
Yeah, I've eaten there. It's pretty good. I had.
I like Tin Lizzie's, dude.
I had lunch at the hospital today.
How was that food?
It was horrible. I know
really
that they that they don't put any seasoning on it because they have so many people with so many different dietary restrictions that go through there every day. I get it. But the little gay man that told me the panko cod and the greens and the carrots that all had no flavor could have warned me because you're a gay man. I expect more of you, sir. I expect you to be like, honey, but yes, buy on the con, honey. Squeeze some lemon and some tartar on it, honey, because there's no flavor. I need him to be like, these carrots are just carrots, boo-boo. Just carrots. You need some brown sugar. You need to do something else. It was so bland it was just bland.
So the service was not great either, and you would not recommend going back to this hospital for food?
I would not recommend going to this hospital for food. And then my mom got potato soup. And was like, there's not but like two potatoes in it, but she kept ordering it because she liked it. It's like potato gravy, I guess. And then they brought her up. I was like, so and when you call down for them to bring up food, they give you the facade that it's some sort of a concierge resort kind of habitat because they're like room service. And I'm like, oh, snap. I need a bottle of champagne and blah, blah, blah. And that's probably $5,000 we've spent in room service today, and we're just ordering crap up like it's all you can eat. So I ordered, I was like, Mommy, do you want me to get you some fruit? And she was like, yeah, give me a sign of fruit. And the fruit came up, and it was like five half-ripened grapes, a couple of strawberries, and some cantaloupe. And I was like, wow, I could have done better than this on very limited resources. I could have thrown some salt and pepper on a couple of these things, too, and just kind of, some hot sauce. Anybody got any hot sauce? All right.
So, yeah. Shout out to that hospital.
I'm not
going to
call the name of it. I'm not going to call it. My mother's in their care. My mother's hooked up to tubes and pumps and everything else. When my mom gets out of the hospital, next, like, blah, blah, I'll put them on blast.
So they're the best hospital in the world, at least for the next week.
On the internet board and be like, what's this? Oh, I know who she is. They were ordering it like it was hotcakes.
Well, you hated it, but y'all was on that phone. Hello, room service. When they start saying room service at a hospital, it really does give me the facade that something else cooler is going on.
Isn't it not funny, like, after the second time? Like, oh, haha, I get it.
Room service.
Room service. I think I'm going to start doing that.
It'd be even better if they called us by name when we answered the phone. Like, hello, Miss Beep. What can I get for you?
Now, that would be some service.
That would be nice.
Yeah, that would definitely require some respect. How about you show some?
Unfortunately, it's in the hospital and not on a cruise. I've got to get up early in the morning. I have to go to the doctor myself. I've got to go get some work done tomorrow. And as always, I'm having the Botox debate in my head. Do I want to do a fill or not? I said I was going to wait till I was 40, and I'm 40. What do y'all think?
No, you don't want to look plastic.
Botox does.
You don't want to look plastic. You've been watching too much Real Housewives.
That's true.
Then you just become a statistic.
It's much better to look natural and your age than like you've poisoned your face and your skin is shrunk.
Yeah, like doesn't Botox like run out? So it's basically like you're Botoxing to maintain a certain look. So if you don't get it, you're like,
I'm melting. Print me a t-shirt that says Botoxing to maintain. That is hilarious on a bitch level. I think you're even confused about with your IQ. That shit is hilarious. Botoxing to maintain, bubble. Botoxing to maintain in these streets.
That's what I thought.
That's not a good way to be.
Oh.
But I'm definitely going to have LASIK hair removal. I did that last time. And it was painful. It was painful. I'm like, I'd rather just pluck it.
Plucking hurts. It doesn't plucking hurt? Like,
yeah, plucking hurts, but it will zap. It zaps your whole... Imagine somebody just pinching the crap out of your underarm. That's the best explanation I could think of.
Well, I would think I would know that.
Under your underarm and just
like
crap out of you.
That's what it feels like.
Pretty much.
Mm.
It's like somebody slaps you in the armpit for like 10 seconds and then it goes away.
Oh my God. You got a shiny torture you're coming up with.
I was just slamming armpits. But that should have been the name of our improv group instead of Steak Finger Pancakes. We should have been like called Slapping Armpits. Slapping Pits.
Slapping Pits. That sounds like a duo.
Slapping Pits. Slapping Pits. Like,
you
gotta
let me slap you in the armpit the next time I see you.
Why? No.
No, I'll do it. It'll be funny. I want to see it hurt you as bad as it hurts me.
No, thank you. I'm good. I think I'll just go ahead and sit this one out like Dave does on Walking Dead.
Yep.
Yeah,
I'll be back in Atlanta on Friday, and then Monday I'm doing a skit with Tony Tone, and then Monday evening, tentatively right now, we'll be doing Candy Coated Nights with Candy Burris, so make sure you check Candy Coated Nights next Wednesday. I should be in full effect.
What does full effect mean for those listeners who don't speak jive?
I don't know how else to say it.
She's like, I'll be in full effect, and they'd be like, oh my God, Reggie's infected. Like, what?
What have you been infected
full
with?
Effect.
I'm in full effect, too. I started coughing, and I didn't know.
Every time you keep saying full effect, I'm thinking Rex in effect. And that's a whole other conversation.
Shake, baby, shake,
come,
baby, one, two, three, four.
But I'm saying you got to think about it in people who are completely oblivious to the way we speak.
I don't know how else to say it. Sometimes
I don't know,
like,
what effect
is the only thing that go to Urban Dictionary and figure it out.
Up in this bitch.
I don't know what
When I was writing my book, there was a part in the book, and I was like, sorry, I had a T.I. versus Tip moment, and I know that there are going to literally be hundreds of thousands of readers that will have no idea what the T.I. versus Tip moment is. Well, I guess you should pick up a paper chaser every once in a while, and what you know about that.
He's like, those damn dogs chasing papers.
When I heard chirp back.
I often wonder, with the chirp, shawty, chirp back, was that back when they had those, like, little cell phone things that you could chirp somebody?
I think it was Nextel.
Yeah.
That's what that was, for sure.
Nextel chirp.
Right. See, I'm learning, too, white people. I'm learning, too.
Every day.
Holding all the work at means.
Every day she gets better.
Every day.
Every day.
So, is there anything else that we need to slide in before this show is over? Because I am ready to take a nap, guys. I've been at the hospital all day. I'm sorry to be low energy. I'm ready to go kind of thing, but I'm tired.
That's what you are. And we just were looking at the phone like, what's up? No, I think we're good. I think we covered everything. I think you guys rock. Best radio team in the business.
Yeah.
I'm imagining next week we will probably be coming to you from the Hookah Highway again.
All right.
All right.
We'll be physically
so
back
together.
We're going
to work that out. Hookah Highway downtown. So, as always, make sure that you check out my Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at Comedian Reggie Jackson, and I'll be posting all the information. So when we're at Hookah Highway or wherever else, you'll know where to find us. And Dave, where the can they find you?
On Instagram at Defiant, which is DefyeNt, Defiant.
And what about you, Ty?
I_funny_Ty.
Say that again.
1_funny_Ty.
Ah.
Instagram and Twitter.
All right, that's what's up. And as always, you can send us an email at tabletalkradioshow@yahoo.com, or you can hit us up on our Facebook page, Table Talk Radio Show. Thank you guys very much for tuning in, and we'll be back next week.
All
right. Hey, stay in full effect, everybody.
In full effect.
In full effect.
Shout A.
And we're out.
You have been listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at http://voicerepublic.com.